Warning, this week you're lucky you can't smell podcast. We tried to put a scratch and sniff on here and it didn't work out well. Listener discretion is advised.
Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man like, or things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass, or you might have been that dumbass.
And our email this week comes from listener Bart, and Bart sent us an email that said, "Thought you'd like this. I live in the west of Canada. Of course, we hate the east, and this goes to show we're right." From Bart from Victoria, British Columbia.
We've never had a Canadian
email,
have we?
Yeah. We've had Toronto.
Oh, okay.
And
that's in Canada?
That's actually...
Yes, I know that's in Canada. I was making a joke.
Anyway, this is another story from Toronto, but Bart sent us to it because it shows that the dumbasses are in Toronto. Toronto turd tosser comes to court. From the Toronto Sun.
Turd tosser.
Yeah. People could smell this unusual story from miles away. There's something about the mystery of a man alleged to have used buckets of human feces as a weapon to target his victims that draws a crowd. There were so many people wanting to get a glimpse of the 23-year-old charged with 5 counts of assault with a weapon that the judge moved the proceedings to a larger courtroom.
Wait. Assault with a weapon.
Yes.
The turd's the weapon.
The fecal matter in the bucket was the weapon.
Wow.
But that was the end of the excitement. In the end, it was just a distraught-looking young man in blue jeans with his head in his hands as he sat in a room full of onlookers as if he was Shawn Mendes or Drake. Those are singers.
I know.
Okay. Drake's from Toronto.
Yeah, I know that too.
Okay. He's not a star. Samuel Opaku is a guy who was found at a homeless shelter. There was no glitz or glamour, just a scared kid in the prisoner's box facing troubling allegations. "He's shocked," said his lawyer, Jordan Weiss. "Understandably, to say the least. It's not a pleasant situation sitting court facing the public scrutiny he's currently dealing with." Well, I would say he made that scrutiny on his own self.
Yeah.
If he's the one that did this. There are many aspects to this story that are not pleasant. Namely, 5 young women allegedly being targeted with human waste. Now, when you were a kid...
I flicked boogers. I never flicked shit.
You flicked boogers. Mm-hmm. Did you flick the boogers at the girls you liked?
No.
You ate them. Pull their hair?
You ate them.
You what?
I'm kidding. I don't know. I never ate a booger. Well, I did. I may have. I can either confirm. That's not the point, Joel. The point is I've never flung my own shit.
No, but like...
Well, let me think.
When there was a girl you liked in kindergarten, you'd like tease her, right? You wouldn't like...
Yeah.
You didn't have moves. You didn't, you know...
No,
give her
I'm
up.
Trying to think. I didn't go to kindergarten, Joel. No. When I grew
that
up in the country,
a lot.
We didn't have kindergarten. I went straight to first grade.
Okay, in first grade.
Okay,
when you liked a little girl, when you were a little boy.
Okay,
did you tease her, pull her hair,
picked on her a little bit,
picked on her a little bit? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
that was a long time ago, Joel.
Apparently, this guy hasn't grown out of that yet.
It was 40-something years ago, Joel. I don't recall at this moment.
40-something.
Yeah, I'm 52, so I would have been in. 52 minus 6
okay.
is 40-something.
Gotcha.
Is my calculator still out?
A publication ban placed on proceedings makes it difficult to paint a picture for a hungry audience. Justice Kathy Mocha...
Hungry audience with shit. Oh, they're stretching for...
Yeah, I didn't put this one...
Color
in,
here.
I didn't put this one in the food fight. Justice Kathy Mocha took the extra step of reminding all of the social media savvy university students on the benches that this applied to them, too. The compassionate judge, defense, and Crown work together to get this one right. So, apparently in Canada, they can, unlike here in Florida, where we've got this wonderful thing called the Sunshine Law, they can basically mute or muzzle the press from reporting certain parts of cases until the person is actually convicted.
Huh.
Just to...
Be hard to find good stories for a podcast up there.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're Florida men and not Canada men.
Okay.
Opaku has been ordered to remain in custody until December 3rd, where... Hey, that's today, as we're recording this. Where all are hopeful he will be in a position to have a bail hearing. Social media indicates he's been to college and has been involved in dance groups. But the guy is a bit of an enigma. What is known about him is he had been staying in the YMCA shelter at Queen Street and Bedina Avenue. Steve Ryan, a former Toronto police homicide detective, decided to go to a nearby city library to show around the picture police had put out. It was there that he found a man who knew Opaku from the shelter. Ryan's next call was to his former employer, who sent a team to arrest him. Opaku's right to a fair trial doesn't allow media to flush much out. It may stink, but that's how the system works.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't write that. The Toronto Sun wrote
that. The hungry audience.
Yeah.
It may stink.
Flushing it out.
Flushing it out.
But this guy was running around downtown Toronto looking for...
And flinging turds.
Looking for young hot co-eds.
Do you have gloves on, or was he just barehanded?
He was wearing a what looked like a construction outfit, including a hard hat.
Oh.
So, like, you would
safety first.
You would see a guy walking down the street with a bucket with that outfit on. Oh, he's working.
Until he pulls out a turd and starts throwing at you.
Or he just dumps the whole bucket of turds on you.
Oh, that's a bad day.
That is a really bad day. I would say that is a shitty day.
That's a shitty day. And on that note, that's our listener court quickie story for this week. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamanpodcast@gmail.com. It is so cool to hear stories from your neck of the woods, and that we don't have all the crazies here in Florida.
Yeah, this podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a bucket of fecal matter.
No, you dumb. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. A Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2019 by Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.